many years ago that I was just led by the Spirit to spend, when it's, you know, my birthday, I was going through a very difficult time in my life then. I think I was turning 25. And I turned 25 that particular year, and it was such a very sad season of my life. I was broke, broken, jobless. But I was coming out of a very dark period and season of my life. And I remembered that suddenly I slept off, and it was like I saw a vision. And I saw myself trying to achieve something, and I failed. I tried again, I failed. I tried again, I failed. I tried again, and I tried again. And I kept failing in that vision. And then all of a sudden, I just surrendered. And you know what? Whatever, God, just have your way. And then I saw in that vision a brother that I know in real life. And he just points at me as I'm pointing at Apostle Cruz and said, "It is either God or nothing. It is either God or nothing." I came out of that trance and I wrote it down, and it resounded and it resounded and it resounded. And I knew from that moment onwards, as far as my life is concerned, it's either I do things God's way, follow God. I'm sharing this because I perceive God is saying that to somebody. Whatever I do from this moment, I was 25 years old, I remember. I'm 55 now, so that's 30 years ago. It is either God. Please somebody say, it is either God or nothing. So it's either God or nothing happens for you henceforth. So as an anniversary of that encounter, every year since then, for the past 30 years, I go away to go and spend time alone with God on my birthday. So I just said that this time around also. And it's so funny, what God told me is what I just did, prayed for the whole church, that double grace, exceeding grace, abundant grace, loving favor is upon us all. Please just note that. But then, very funny, Ezipe, I can't call it a vision, I can't call it a trance, but then it came to me in real life that, do I remember, I think it was 1989, some of us were not born then, I think it was 1989, Saudi 89. Okay, some of you will remember now. Now, a nation called Nigeria, see, God speaks to us through everything and anything, went to play in the under 20 World Cup. And in those days, we didn't have Russia, you have today, they were called Soviet Union. So Nigeria played against the Soviet Union, which is Russia today, minus all the nations that left and then became Russia. And the first half, Nigeria was losing 3-0. Russia scored very early in the game. Second goal came in, third goal came in. So 3-0, I think it was 3-0 by the end of the first half. And then immediately the second half started, bang, USSR scores 4-0 again. And there was, I don't know how many minutes left in the whole match. maybe like 15 or 20 minutes. Nigeria scored the first goal. In those days, we couldn't watch them live, so we were listening on the radio. And then I remembered some signal will come and go. You know, some of this generation don't know what to enjoy. And then we heard that Nigeria scored 4-1. Just a consolatory. You say that's a consolatory goal. And then some few minutes later, 4-2. Then some few minutes later, 4-3. Then it was the dying minutes of the match. 4-4. I still remember I was in a place called Plateau State, Jos Town City, watching with some of my colleagues. I think that's where you live. Is that where you met her? You didn't meet in Jos. Oh, I wish you met in Jos. I remember screaming, jumping out, and I realized that the whole city had jumped out to the street. We blocked the main road, as I was a student then, undergraduate in the university. And some people actually laid down the road and they said, please, any truck here should kill them. Just kill us today, that this is a miracle. And then the match went into penalties and Nigeria won. And I was wondering, Lord, why are you showing me this vision again? And I know why. Just to tell somebody, you have been battered, bruised, broken the first half of this year. Please lift up your hands. Second half is here. I started. First half is about to end. But listen, I'm prophesying to your second half. You will equalize. You will win. Please thank God. That's the message for today. You go into Thanksgiving. You will. It will be unexplainable. I'm not screaming, I'm not shouting, but there's a lot of power that has been released. I've just told you the gospel of the kingdom of God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I've announced to you good tidings now. I've given you good news. Listen, somebody, good news. You will equalize. You will win. In the name of Jesus, I decree every captivity you are set free. I proclaim liberty, release. Every prisoner, everything locked up, be released now. Chains broken, padlocks smashed into bits. And I tell you in the name of Jesus, begin to see. Begin to see. Begin to see the glory of God. Begin to see what God has done, what God is doing. And I tell you in the name of Jesus, every oppression from your life ceases from today. And I declare to you, this is your jubilee, your year of liberty. Liberty. You are free. He that Jesus sets free is free indeed. You are free to become everything God created you to be. Please stop looking back, said the Lord. Stop looking back. Look ahead. I have more in store for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus.